Welcome back to Ridiculous Ramblings, loves. I'm your host, Amy. It's Wednesday. I hope everyone's had a great week so far. We're almost to the weekend. I can almost taste it. And speaking of things you can almost taste, it's Wednesday, so it's time for some local food reviews here on Ridiculous Ramblings. And I'm very excited for today's tries. I took care of dessert, and Chef Sean over here took care of the actual food portion of it. Leave it to me to go straight to dessert, right? I mean, it's all good. If you know any local spots that you would like us to try, or if you are a local restaurant and you would like us to come by and try your food and give it a review, definitely hit us up. You can reach us through the show's Facebook page or on the show's website, which is ridiculousramblings.com. And speaking of Chef Sean, here he is joining me live today. My love, my best friend, guardian of the galaxy. What's up, babe?
I don't know. You tell me what's cooking tonight.
Ooh, tonight we're going to be trying the dinner portion of it from Windy City, which is a place that we frequently. just a good little quick spot to grab something from. Probably some of the best French fries in the area that I've had. Always absolutely delicious and crispy. Yeah, give us a panorama.
Do not sleep on the fries. Look how greasy that bag is.
Oh, the grease. They're so crispy. Like, it does not matter. Like,
crispy on the outside and fluffy like mashed potatoes on the inside. Like, they do fries very well.
And they do them very big. So if you do go and it's just you there, don't get a bigger fry. Even if you love all the fries, don't get a bigger fry. That's a one person serving. So just imagine if you doubled that, like, you'd have all the fries.
And a one person serving is like a two person serving, quite honestly.
It really is. I mean, they're so good though. let's do a little, picture.
Yeah. You show off your plate there. We got everything kind of cut up and portioned out, the desserts and the entrees there. And then we've got some full pictures that I think we're going to put up on Facebook and on the website pre-cut, but picked up from Windy City, you know, three of the kind of the core items. So it's Windy City gyros. So I got a gyro, which Amy's not a super huge fan of gyros. Got an Italian beef. Did get the jardiniere on the side. I will tell you, if you, if heat is not your jam, get it on the side, because their jardiniere has got some kick. And then got the pork tenderloin, because I was like, man, let's give that a shot. And we can roll through them all. Which one do you want to start with?
I think we should start with the pork tenderloin. And when you were saying that, pork tenderloin, that's a very Midwest thing. Have you noticed that?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. When I lived in Texas, I was talking to people about it, and they're like, you do what with a what now and who? And they don't get it. And I, you know, tried to explain, you know, and there are degrees of pork tenderloins. For my money, best pork tenderloin in the state of Indiana is at the Green Diamond Junction, just a little bit north of Muncie. They've got the Big Larry, and it's a sandwich that will feed three people.
Is it on McGalliard? Because everything's on McGalliard.
No, because it's not actually in Muncie. It's just north of Muncie there.
It's Muncie adjacent.
Yes. And I'm kicking myself because I can't think of what town it's actually in, but it's, you know, 15 minutes, 20 minutes north of Muncie. Fantastic. And one of the few places where you can get a beer fully dressed, which means they drop a couple olives in it for you.
I've never had a beer with olives in it.
I hadn't either until I went to the Green Junction. Green Junction? No, Green Diamond. Son of a gun.
Conjunction, what's your function?
Now I'm going to have to look it up. Hang on. Please hold. Your call is very important to us.
Do, 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 do. Typically, I can remember some things, but this is not one of those that I can remember. But while he's looking that up, if you do happen to find yourself in Muncie, you should definitely go check out, it's Concannon's, isn't it?
Yes.
Oh my gosh. Best donuts and pies. Oh, they, that's kind of like their version of our rise and roll.
Yes.
All the homemade, you know, baked goods, but they sell other things besides just like pastries. They sell like kind of snacky kind of things too, I believe.
They do. Popcorns, pastries, bread, jams, jellies, all sorts of good things. My Aunt Celinda loves their tea cookies, thinks they are that is one of her favorite things from the Concannon's. Personally, I do not like them. I think they are awful, actually. Like, I will pass on that. Like, it's not for me. But goes back into everything I've said before, which is food is so emotional. And if you grow up eating something and loving something, you're going to have this, you know, this intrinsic feeling of it is the best ever and you love it. And that's why, you know, quite honestly, there are foods out there that you will try and be like, this is terrible. And someone will say, they've been making it since 1935. There's a lot of people that have been eating it since 1935 that love it and think it's amazing. So it's in Eaton, Indiana.
Oh.
And it is, oh, hang on. Right as I started talking, I lost it.
That's usually how it goes.
That's exactly how it goes.
Well, Sean figures out the rest of that while we're waiting.
Sorry.
No, you're fine. Let's have a little something else to feast on here.
Green Diamond Junction.
Green Diamond Junction. Okay.
Green Diamond Junction. It's in Eaton. It is the home of the Big Larry, and the Big Larry is amazing.
I think I've seen pictures of the Big Larry on Facebook, and it's like a sheet, like a, what is it, a pizza pan? Like the big circular pizza pan?
Yes.
Size pork tenderloin on a bun like this big.
And the nice thing is, like most places, when they go for the super huge pork tenderloin, they pound it out like so thin it's only got one side. And the Big Larry, it's still like a big fat, like it's like about that fat of meat. So it's huge.
Next time we go down there, that's what we're gonna have to go for.
There you go.
Go to Concannon's, knock breakfast out of the way, and then go get Big Larry for lunch.
That's right, and then we'll stop and pick up Lowry's before we head home.
Oh, Lowry's is another little secret gem in Muncie. Best candy.
Absolutely. Yeah, and again, this is that emotional thing. For me, there is no chocolate better than a Lowry's, but I also have fond memories of sitting in my great-grandfather's lap, and he would like pull out his box of Lowry's. Because I think they've been open since 1934, and he would pull one out, and I just like, oh, it was so good. It was dull good.
Dull good. Yeah, we can't forget to give everything a dull good rating today, too.
And, but I know in my travels across this country and in the world, it's not the best chocolate ever, but in my heart, my soul, my being, absolutely the best because of that emotion. So
I agree.
All right. You said pork tenderloin.
Pork tenderloin. All right.
All right. Here we go. I got it just how they serve it. I didn't alter anything except for the the Italian beef, because I was not the last time, which was the first time we ever ordered it. It was deathly hot.
Yes. I think we both like downed our drink completely mm-hmm. within like the first two bites.
All right. So let's see what we got going on here. It's pork tenderloin. Looks like definitely not made in house.
No. It probably comes from stands.
Yeah. Well, let's give her a shot.
Cheers.
I think I gave you mine and you have yours. And yours. And your, I didn't keep any for myself.
I'm a napkin thief. That's not bad.
I'm going to say high praise for the mayonnaise. Tastes like Hellman's to me.
Mm-hmm. It does. At least they're using good mayo.
It's not a bad sandwich. Bread's a little sweet.
Mm-hmm. Because I know you moved out of the area when you were pretty young. Did you ever eat at Penguin Point when it was here?
When I was very young.
They, for being like fast food, I really liked their pork tenderloin sandwich. They put, they called it Wally sauce on there, but they actually put it, oh my gosh, I've been hanging around Nora too long. They actually put shredded cabbage on top of theirs. So you had shredded cabbage and then Wally sauce, and you could get cheese or no cheese. And I'm weird. I don't really eat cheeseburgers. I will eat a hamburger, but like, I don't like cheese like on my sandwiches either. I like your grilled cheese, but that's about it. No cheese on my sandos, please. But not bad. I mean, I'd probably get it again. Maybe add a little more to it.
So, and I'm a traditionalist. Like for me, pork tenderloin is mustard, onions, and pickle.
Oh, okay.
And I ordered it how it comes, which is mayo, lettuce, tomato. But all the best pork tenderloin places that I love, always it's mustard, pickle, onion.
And I do love bread, me some pickles.
The bread is sweet. Like, I'm almost having that thought of, like, was it Subway that got in trouble in the UK because there was too much sugar in their bread and they couldn't call it bread? They had to call it a pastry.
That's the first time hearing of this. Pinky's out.
But I like it. I would get it again. I would just dress it differently.
I'd say maybe a 3 dough goods. I think that's that's fair.
Out of 5? Well, so far in this area, in northern Indiana, I would give it 3.
Okay.
If I was comparing it to, like, a Big Larry, it'd be like a 1.5 or 2.
You probably need, like, 20 of those just to make a Big Larry. Okay, let's get my least favorite one.
Now. You know the gyro?
Yeah. Let's get the gyro. Oddly enough, I feel like this is another kind of Midwestern thing, but it doesn't. I can't make that make sense, though.
It's not a Midwest thing.
But there's so many gyro places here.
It's all the influences out of Chicago.
There it is. I like all the things that go in the gyro. I'm not a big fan of lamb. All right, hang on. Mine's a little messy.
Mine's a lot messy. You ready?
All right. my face. Mm. I love the veggies. They're so good.
Nice. It's tender. It's well seasoned. I mean, the place is called Windy City Gyro, so if they're not doing this right, then they should just close.
Now, wait a second. I don't like gyros. Mm-hmm. Why does their meat taste different? Like, why is, theirs doesn't have that weird taste to it?
I don't know. Where have you been getting gyros? Because this is a top line. Like, for me, mm-hmm. this is like 4.2 mm-hmm. dough goods. This is a very good gyro. It's right on. Like the spice, the seasonings, the everything is on point. This is a very good gyro.
The last place I had one from, what's that place called? I think it's called T. Allen's. And then I had one from Gyro King, and I did not like theirs at all. But like this, I would eat this one. I like that. That's really good.
And I can say I've never had a gyro from either one of those places.
Well, I don't recommend them. Sorry. They're just not for me. Theirs isn't. I don't know. I'm so confused. I don't like these, but I like this. Okay. Moving on. All right, so now our last sandwich. And if nobody has noticed by now, especially after Monday's episode, I'm really weird. I don't say sandwich. I have to say sandwich. Like something in my heart just cannot function if I don't say sandwich. I don't know why.
Why is saying sandwich weird?
I always just, whenever like people in my family or I hear other people, they always say sandwich.
With an M.
Yeah, with an M. And like, I don't, I always say sandwich.
That'd be right up there with, for me, the queen of the 30-minute meal, Miss Rachel Ray.
Oh, okay.
Says Sammy's, and I hate Sammy's. And when I worked for Whole Foods, we did a promotion, and it was called Summer Sammy's. Ugh. And a little piece of me died every time I heard that.
Mm. Now... jokingly, every once in a while, I'll say sandwich. But if I'm actually ordering something, I'm going to say sandwich. I don't know. It's just a weird me thing.
So I got it on the side. I'm going to show a picture of the jardinera.
It's homemade. It's
spicy, hot, delicious juiciness that I took a bite earlier. I'm good. I'm going to eat my Italian beef without.
I, however, am a glutton for punishment. I'm going to go ahead and eat mine with it.
And it's very good. Super flavorful. It's not like ghost pepper kill you hot, but you know, it's also getting later in the evening and I do have to get up early in the morning and I'd like to not wake up at 2 a.m. with heartburn, which I may or may not anyway.
I may or may not have an Alka-Seltzer or two. Okay.
Are you ready?
Hang on. Pepper down. All right. Let's do it. Got that one.
And I did not get this sandwich dipped because I knew it was going to be a while before we ate.
Oh, there it goes.
I don't know where they get their bread, but it's sweet, and that takes it away from me. The actual bread itself. There's a lot of sugar in that bread.
It doesn't taste like it's like local, like homemade bread.
Not sure. But, I mean, you know what? There's a lot of sugar in there, and you don't have really good cell structure on the bread. So I would say it was locally made. And when you have to pump that much into it, the sweetness and all of that, I think the same thing that was bothering me about the tenderloin, like the tenderloin was a decent tenderloin and I liked how it was everything else. And I would get it again. I think this bread's just, it's not bread. It's almost like eating a donut. The meat's nice and tender. It's flavorful. I'm just not a fan of the bread.
It does have that little sweetness.
But you notice the fat kid that I am, I went in for another bite. And I will finish it. It's not awful.
A memento. Sorry, technical difficulty.
You gonna make it?
I might. We're scooting, guys.
So, for total transparency, Amy needed her power cord. You could have just said that.
Well, I'm still learning this whole thing. We're doing it all together, right? I mean, we call it ridiculous for a reason. Ooh. Right. Speaking of ridiculous, good Lord. That heat's kind of like childbirth. You forget how intense it is until you do it again. Mm. Oh, my gosh. My nose is not stuffy anymore.
Well, I see.
Holy shmikes.
Okay. I did something that MedPoint couldn't.
You did. Opened up my sinuses. Man, I might have to. You know what? We're going to just start buying it like a gallon of that during cold and flu season next year. And then instead of like when our grandparents were kids, when they were sick, they'd get a tablespoon of castor oil or whatever. Our kids are going to get a spoonful of Jardiniere. Whatever you got, it's going to burn it right out. We are good to go. Okay. So moving on to the dessert portion. I grew up with a lot of Hispanic, like, kiddos, like in the church and everything. And so this is why I gravitated towards that. So pan dulce is like one of my little guilty pleasures. The moms, like when we would have like get togethers and different things, they would bring pan dulce from their parents' bakery. And oh my gosh, one time they brought brownies. I have never had brownies like that before. First of all, they were like this thick. And I don't typically like frosting on my brownies. I like them just basic. But they had made some kind of like, oh, it was almost like a mix between like a fudgy, like ganache kind of topping over the top of it. Oh my God, they were the best brownies I had ever had in my entire life. So I was doing some research. I did go to, it used to be called La Flaminga, and I don't know what it's called now. It's over there on, I believe it's on Main Street in South Bend. But they were getting ready to close, so they had already covered everything up. So I'm like, okay, plan B, Google, where's the next bakery near me? And I ended up at, I hope I don't butcher this, La Central Panaderia. And oh my goodness, like they've got a massive selection over there. So if you like pan dulce or if you're wanting like some concha, that's definitely a good place to go because they have got, they've got like four display cases and it is like as tall as I am and hopefully not as wide, but nice little variety. They have cookies, they have regular breads in there. They did have one of my other favorites, tres leches, but the only flavor they had left was mango, and can't have mango. All right. And there's no names, so I don't, the only one I know is the bundle.
Pick up the one you're going to start with, and we have pictures of these for the website as well.
So this one, if I can get a hold of it. This one I was really interested in because it kind of looks like a zinger.
Looks and, exactly like a zinger.
Oh, man. And my aunt, hi, Nanny. Love you. She made a raspberry poke cake, wasn't it, for Christmas?
Zinger cake, yes.
It was a zinger cake. Oh, my gosh. So I automatically was drawn to this. So.
And I love, this is the real deal because a lot of egg in there. Like the egg yolk to white ratio is very high.
All right.
Here we go.
Ready?
And you know what I love about can't even say Mexican. I mean, I think it's truly like Latino pastries, but even a lot of European. It's not overly sweet.
Mm-mm.
It's light. It hits you on a different level. Like, I think that's one of the biggest travesties. And not to say I'm not a fan of the American sweets. But we're all about, like, pump as much sugar into it as you can. Make it so, like, indulgent. Mm-hmm. Whereas this is, like, it's nice. It's light. Like, have this with a nice coffee.
Or with a hot glass of Abuelitas. If you know, you know.
And these pastries were huge. Like, these were like jumbo, like donut size. You bought four of them. What was it, about $6?
About $6, yeah. And I was already like in the neighborhood, I was like, you know what? I passed another little bakery on my way down here. I was like, I'll go in there. We'll check it out. I was walking by and like, it was so funny. It's so quintessential, like downtown South Bend. This little old guy was sitting in his little Cadillac and I walked by and he's like, hola, señorita, you want to buy some tamales? And I'm like, no, I'm good, man. I'm not going to roll up to the side of your car at 8 o'clock at night and try to buy some tamales. Maybe later. I went inside the store and they were, same thing, they were getting ready to close. But they had a box. I mean, it was like, you know, I can't really see it that well. It was like the size of like a crib mattress. And if you know what that is for size reference, that's really big. They had boxes like that of, I think they were just assorted donuts and cakes for $20. I was like, dang, if I only had more time and a lower A1C, we could make this work. My $20, shut up and take my money. But they didn't have half the selection of what this other bakery did. Like they had like your norm, you know, kind of things. They were more of like the taqueria and the shop. They had some baked goods, but they didn't have a lot. Like panaderia, much bigger selection. Like definitely recommend going there. And it's kind of like, this is my first time walking in there and I'm looking for like the little plastic things to grab stuff out of the display case with. And I'm looking for a box to put them in and they just have tongs sitting on a counter and big round plastic trays. And that's what you put your stuff on. And then when you're ready to check out, you take your stuff up to the front and then magically here comes a bag that they start putting your stuff in. I'm like, oh, I was standing out here looking like an idiot. Like I don't know what to do here. I'm a sucker for a Danish. So, okay. We've got another Danish over here. It's some kind of fruit. My nose is still a little stuffy.
Blueberry or raspberry. Or blueberry or blackberry, I was thinking.
Oh, I hope it's blackberry. And again,
look at that. Look at all that egg.
Oh, she thick. You ready? Oh. It's blueberry.
Yes, it is.
It's good. Mm-hmm. Mm. Mm.
All right.
All righty.
Where are we going next?
I'm saving my favorite for last.
Okay.
So our last one is another Danish. It's a cheese Danish, though. Look at all that filling on there. Oh, my gosh. And this isn't even like a half. Like this.
No. This is... Let's see, I cut it in half, then half. So this is a quarter of a half.
No joke. Like they're like the size of my hand. Like they're, you definitely get your money's worth on that.
Again, I love that it's not so sweet. It hurts my teeth. Like, it's nice. It's subtle. It's velvety.
And when I have a cheese Danish, I don't like the cheese part to be super sweet. I like that kind of tangy, like cream cheesy flavor to it, especially. My biggest thing is, like, if you're going to do a fruit and cheese Danish, keep that cheese kind of tangy. Don't sweeten it because then you've got that, like, almost cloyingly sweet fruit topping on top of it. And it's just like, oh, my God. Diabetes. All right, this is my favorite one, and I always like the pink one. I'm not a pink person, but
the pink one is. I also love the pink one.
The pink one has got like magic flavor. I don't know why.
Yes, it does.
And I just knocked mine off. It don't matter. It all goes in the same spot.
I want a cup of coffee. Except, I checked the time. No.
You won't have to worry about going to bed. It'll keep you up all day.
I don't know. I want to try to get some good rest. I got tests in the morning.
Oh, no. You know what's going to happen now when you try to go sleep? What? You're going to dream you're taking a test, but you're not prepared. And you're going to be like in your pajamas or in your underpants. And somewhere there's going to be like a dinosaur or a zombie outbreak. And there's oddly going to be music playing in the background. Or maybe it's just me. I don't know. You don't ever really remember your dreams, though.
Well, the upside is I don't have to be prepared for this test. They're just going to stick pins in me.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Tomorrow, Sean's getting an EMG. So.
I don't have to prepare for it. I've been preparing for it since July. Now we're going to figure out what's wrong.
I think we're going to need more time than that. I'm just kidding. I am not one to talk. All right. Well, I hope you guys enjoyed hanging out with us tonight while we had dinner. That's basically what happened tonight is it was, you know what? We need dinner for tonight. So let's make it into our food review, which honestly is kind of what we do for most of them, except you guys don't ever really see us actually eat our dinner. It's most of the time we've already eaten and we're just talking about it. So, but thanks for joining in and noshing down with us tonight. So it's always a pleasure. And I have some kind of cool news. If you follow us on Facebook or TikTok, I don't think I posted it on YouTube. One of the podcasting groups that I'm in, there is a small radio station that is syndicated and digitized out of Pennsylvania called Rabbit in Red Radio. And my show is now going to be featured on their radio channel. You can listen on Rumble as well. And it's my little goofy duck face on there from the pictures. So you guys should definitely go over and check them out. They've got some other really great podcasts on there as well. Hey to Mike and the guys over there at the station. Look forward to collaborating with some of you guys very soon. So stay tuned, my loves. It's going to be great. So if you have any recommendations moving forward, you know where to go. You can go to the Facebook page, Ridiculous Ramblings. You can go to our website, RidiculousRamblings.com. And if you're just tuning in for the first time, it is not spelled the typical way. It's RIDDICKULOUS. Here, actually, you know what? Let me just put this up there. That's how you spell it right there. So, all right. Well, I think that's about going to, you know, do us here for today. And I hope wherever you're listening and watching from that you're doing well and that you have a fantastic day. And don't forget to tune in on Friday. We're going to do another live podcast episode with live music. I'm going to be joined by Brady Coes, and you guys should definitely come around and hang out. He was playing on his guitar the other day. He had been watching King of the Hill and picked a song actually to the King of the Hill theme song, and it was actually pretty cool. So you guys should check him out on Facebook and come back and see us on Friday. Go to Ridiculous Ramblings YouTube page and hit that like and subscribe button so you don't miss out. And until next time, that's all for now. Okay, love you. Bye.
Ciao, Bella.